that's one of the words that that was one of the words that I'd never heard before I came here.
You didn't?
Never in my life.
Oh.
That's a fact.
Well, I've heard of Tommy Toes all my life.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's how language works, you know, yeah. That it's different. People have used different words in different places. If a car was parked like out in front of your sister's house down there, and somebody pulled off there, and there was a little place to drive, and you say, "Oh, there was a car parked in the
driveway."
Sure. And then in town, if you went into Greenville, you don't walk on the street; you walk on the
paved sidewalk.
Okay. And then sometimes there's a little grass between the sidewalk and the street. You ever seen that? There might be a plot of grass about that wide.
Yeah, but you know, I never did live in Greenville. I never was enough to know what
sure.
to call that.
Okay, well, that's fine. Now, if something you might pick up, if you wanted to get an animal off your, you know, off your place, you might pick up something.
Stick or yeah. rock?
I picked up a rock and...
Yeah, threw it. Throwed. We always use just the word throw.
Okay. And if you went over to someone's house and knocked on the door and got no answer, you say, "Well, I guess he isn't
home."
Now, if talking about drinking coffee, and drinking coffee with nothing in it, you'd say, "I'm drinking it
black, plain."
All right. Do you ever use anything else?
Mm-hmm.
I think I mentioned that in that paper too. I just wonder if you'd ever heard that expression. You ever heard the expression "drinking it barefooted"?
Yes, I've heard that expression, but sometimes I just can't think of you know what you just want to know.
Yeah, is that one you'd use? Would you ever?
I would just say I'd take it plain or black that way.
And if you didn't take it that way,
I'd say take a little milk, cream, or sugar.
Yeah. All right, and so you'd say with.
Milk, sugar, cream.
Okay. And if someone wasn't walking away from you, you'd say he was coming
toward me.
And if you came home and you told your wife, you said, "Guess who I hadn't seen somebody for a long time." You'd say, "But guess who I ran
into."
And if you if one of your sons gave his child the name of your brother or something like that, you'd say, "Well, they named the child
after his uncle."
Okay. And if you were going into town or something, you might tell a friend of yours, "I'd like you to come
along with me."
Yeah.
Go with me.
Okay. And then and he would say, "I'm sorry." He says, "You're just going to have to go with
by yourself
or with
somebody else." Yeah,
okay. And that animal that you were going to chase off the off your land that barks is a
dog.
And how would you tell one of your dogs if you had a kind of a watchdog, kind of a mean watchdog, and you wanted him to attack another dog? You might say,
"Sick, get him."
Okay. and a dog of mixed breed was not a thoroughbred or something.
Well, they'd just be an old, just an old mixed up dog.
Okay. And how about a small, noisy, yappy dog?
Call him Fast.
And a little boy had take him into town to see the doctor because he was...
Snake bit or
dog
bit or something like that.
Okay. You'd say the dog...
had bitten him on the arm or leg.
Now, what kind of animals? Would you just name all the different kinds of animals that you have on your place that you have?
Well, I've got cows, calves, steers.
And before you have...
horses, mules.
Okay. Now, when you talked about... if you're talking about the male cow, is the male...
bull.
Now, when you were young, did they ever use a word around women? They wouldn't want to say bull in the presence of women?